Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Yeah, I want to be a little encouraging, folks. It's 90% law, 10% grace here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I want to be a little encouraging here. I did a video and an article on if you want to make America great again, then you're going to have to cause corrupt politicians fear the consequence again. You know how many shares I got in that on that article alone, in that video alone? Just take a guess. It's not like I can hear you, right? Over 284,000 shares. There's the voice of America. People want justice, okay? But they need to get off their duffs and quit expecting this administration or any other administration that has been planted to basically keep everybody in line, because that's exactly what they're. They're point men, okay? And if that's not the case, where are the prosecutions? Not a one has been prosecuted. The swamp has not been drained. Now, I'm trying to say this for the very reason. This is the voice of the people. 284,000 shares just off that one article. That's got to be an encouragement that other people are thinking the exact same way that you are. I know the county that I'm in right now, folks are busy. Folks are busy, man. They're communicating. And what they're finding out is they're finding out that they're saying the same things. And that should be a huge flag as to why these said representatives that are abusing powers are trying to keep the people away from each other. That's a PSYOP. We talked about that, I believe, Monday or Tuesday. It's a military PSYOP. That's what this is all about. And it's a proven military PSYOP. For instance, what they used to do to POWs, prisoners of war. And this is how they would control them. So just think about that. This PSYOP, this military PSYOP that's being played out on the American people today is exactly what they used on POWs, prisoners of war. So you need to understand what's going on here. This isn't just like just happening, and it is the finger of God. America does need to repent. That is the message here every show. But a sign of repentance and the fruit of repentance is found in 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11, friends. And what is it? To take a vengeance upon what? Unrighteousness in dealing with those things. We can talk about that. But the fact of the matter is we need to live it out more than we need to talk about it. I'm tired of the talk. I really, truly am. Now, what I promised you I would do during the last segment, thank you for rolling over with me to hour two on sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, if you want to call in, make it your show, but stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I would really encourage someone that's questioning the content here to call in and challenge me on it, because I want people to know that every single show that we do, we're not giving you our opinion. If you want my opinion, I'll give it to you, but I guarantee you it's going to line up with the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. Okay, there's no debate here on the show. There's truth versus lies, and there's no in-betweenites. We're not going to fraternize with the enemy, friends. That's what's gotten us to the point as to where we're at today. A bunch of compromising politicians decade after decade, both agreeing with corruption on what they both know is wrong. And that's why we're in trouble today. And today's conservatives, just for the record, are yesterday's liberals. The best that you have concerning the big conservatives of the day is the very reason that you're in trouble today. Because they're not bringing about the result. The people have to bring about the result, because it is we the people that, again, are the government in this country. Okay, so let me lead up to this compilation. It's a compilation of Bill Gates saying it out of his own mouth. We all know that he's not a doctor. We all know that his wife is not a doctor. But listen carefully. We know what's behind all of this. We know the Google patent that was purchased by him because we were told by Catherine Northrup as to what this was all about. She said she never seen anything like it concerning this vaccination. It's called Luciferus-Luciferian. Put that up to Revelations 13:17. I'm not a doom and gloomer here. We can do this, America. Okay? By the Spirit of God, we can do this all over again in Jesus' name. There's not a shadow of a doubt in my mind. And I want people, too, to understand what I'm going to tell you next. I'm not here to try to save my life. Jesus said to he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. This is not about me saving my own hide. I want to tell you what this is about to me. This is about saving the hide of our posterity, namely the innocent who do not deserve what's being thrown at them today, nor over the last 6 and 7 decades. As a matter of fact, I'm a part of that generation that was subjected to everything and protected from nothing. But it's not good enough for me to get up here and play the victim. I'm not the victim. Nope. We're called to be the restorers of the breach, Isaiah 58:12. We are called as the church to bring the answers to the world. And if in the process I'm taking out, that's okay. I've done my job. And I want to leave to our posterity what it is that our forefathers left to us. But I want the people in America to see the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I want them to see the God of Moses do to Pharaoh what he did on the behest on the behalf of Moses and the children of Israel. And keep in mind, the first move was the blood of the Paschal Lamb. And I equate that to a type of that of Jesus Christ on Calvary. It is finished. The enemy has been dethroned every step of the way. The victory is ours, church. There's no reason to fall to excuses because they're not going to help us. When we run out of excuses, we're going to get something done. I hear from so many people, but, and it shows you what they're feeding on. They're succumbers. They're underachievers. They're not feeding on the bread of life. But, I mean, there's enough buts to fill a stadium, man. But. What, you just don't want to hear the truth. That makes you free, John 8:32. I'm trying to be the preacher to play the man that plants the seed in your heart, but you have to receive it. Read Mark 4 and put that up against the parable of the sower. You're the one that's got to repent. I can't do that for you. But let's go on here because I got a couple things I want to hit. We're talking right now about Americans. How far are you going to let this go? Because you're the responsible party. I want you to listen to this compilation of this audio. Oh, my gosh. Am I running up against the heartbreak again? Oh, my goodness, folks. I promise right when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to hit this. After we play that audio, I want to give you some good news. Again, because just yesterday, it was broadcasted. It was published through Newsmax, of all publishers and outlets. Another blow to the California governor, Mr. Gavin Newsom, the winner of the greatest communist in America, that's tolerated by millions upon millions in California. As that individual hands that state over to foreigners every step of the way, that's happening because he is foreign to the people in California. But friends, I got a question for you there too. How many times do people need to be reminded by the judges and by the courts that what these governors and mayors are doing is unconstitutional, therefore illegal, therefore rendering it null and void, or as Thomas Jefferson rightly said, nugatory. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'm going to come right back to the audio, and then we're going to hit this piece. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Okay. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you go over to 2 Kings 22, someone out there said Bradley Dean for president, and I'm humored by that because I've always told my wife, and I'm totally, folks, I'm down, my feet are on the rock, the Word of God. I'm a preacher, okay? I know what I'm called to do. But it's interesting to note that if I was ever put in a position, I guarantee you I would be heaven to their hell. Oh, I guarantee it. It would be like Jesus walking in to the temple and throwing over tables. And I would take that whip and I would seriously deal with the corruption in a big way. And by the way, that's why the mainstream media has come out on such an affront with this ministry since day one, because if it ever came to that, they would be done and they know it. That's just me. But when you get time, read 2 Kings 22 and see what Josiah did when he recognized what was out of sight and out of mind. When the law was brought in, he rent his clothes and he reestablished. And I'll tell you what, that's how you liberate a people in Christ. We're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. But keep in mind, he came to magnify that law, not to do away or abrogate that law. Read Matthew 5, also read Revelations 3:31. You can go over to Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 8. Go to the New Testament, you got Hebrews 8:10, then you got Hebrews 10:7. The list goes on. Go to Mark 10, starting in verse 17, and see how the Lord used the law to bring him to Christ. Same thing with John 8, the woman that was caught in adultery. And then he showed her real grace, and he said, go and sin no more. I'm just answering some questions. Some of you people that are leaving remarks on Facebook or on YouTube or other platforms, you got some good information and you would be a great call. I'm not looking for callers because I have one right now again, But the bottom line is this is your show, and someone was just online talking, leaving comments about what just happened in Denmark and how it completely backfired on them. America, we need to get on our game, because what we're talking about right now is, Americans, how far are you going to let this go? Well, in other countries, they're already catching on to what it's all about, and that's why they're going out into the streets and the hundreds of thousands in protest concerning the tyrants. But it's not good enough for them to put a stop to it. They have to deal with their politicians. They have to deal with them and set the precedent that we will not tolerate their crimes in any sense of the word. I got Adam calling from, is this Maryland? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, I'm Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, forgive me.
The heartbeat of the corruption in this country, at least.
Another one. Go for it, Adam.
Hey, I mean, we have the three most biggest institutions in the world, Harvard, MIT, and Mass General, and they're all corrupted and have very satanic that's the word I'm looking for. Sorry, brain fart. Those three major institutions essentially have a stronghold on the constructs of the society and the ways that we live today.
Yeah. Did you know that, just for the record, because I do a whole show on this, do you know that the motto of the university that was adopted in 1692 was Veritas Christo Ecclesi, which is translated from the Latin, which means truth for Christ and the church? Did you know that that is Harvard's motto? It's still written on the walls, my friend. If you've not taken the time to check it out, go ahead and check it out. It's in two different places on that campus. Isn't that interesting? How far we have fallen.
I am familiar with that word. Say that again.
Really? Adam, I really got to go. I mean, brother, if you're going to call in on national radio, you got to kind of like just PowerPoint with me, okay? Work with me. I appreciate your call, but next time you call in, let's hit it together. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to tell you too, friends, people are asking, what can we do to support you in keeping us out there? Well, friends, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to membership, become a son or a daughter of liberty. Please keep us out there. Friends, we can do a lot more than what we're doing right now, but we're doing right now within the confines of what we can do. And again, I'm telling you, we're being spent, but we can be spent for doing more. And if you want to know what we've done, bringing you the fruits in the basket, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That shows you what we've done, where we've been, and referrals from people that have partaken with what we have done in their particular cities, schools, colleges, states, whatever the case might be. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to support us, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, become a son or a daughter of liberty. Please consider supporting us. If you're looking for stuff for your family for Christmas, we've got T-shirts, other stuff with scripture on it, making conversation statements that will provoke conversation, believe me. You can also find that on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. And thank you for asking. I totally appreciate that. Just wanted to let you know, and I'm answering your request. So sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to membership, go to the store, then go to membership. And again, thank you for keeping us out there. We totally appreciate it in so many different ways. Now, as promised, I want to play this audio for you, this compilation that Facebook and the fact checkers said was unverifiable, but yet it's coming directly from their own mouths. And by the way, we cross-checked everything, and it is absolutely sound, even in the portions that you hear, which concur with the point that they're making all the way through. Listen to this.
We're building a financial system from scratch today. We do it to plan for this better digital future, to manage a secure transition from the current system, from cash-based to digital. Innovations like vaccines. We need a measurement system that tracks the vaccines, that tracks the vaccines, that tracks the vaccines.
Welcome back. A $140 million government contract is under question right now. The Defense Department says it's to acquire syringes for COVID vaccines, but claims online are questioning why the syringes have trackers in them. Why the syringes have trackers in them. Why the syringes have trackers in them.
Well, each of these devices that are injection have the capacity to also have a small chip What that chip does is it has the unique serial number for each dose.
Each microchip carries its own unique code.
It is designed so that there is no counterfeiting.
Implanting a microchip is a simple procedure. The microchip, about the size of a tiny grain of rice, is implanted under the loose skin. The process takes only a few seconds to help ensure that the microchip will stay in place so it can easily be located and read. It will use a microchip scanner to read his unique microchip ID code. The scanner, which emits a low radio frequency, displays a microchip ID. This ID code will enable us to identify you.
We talked about the incredible opportunities that technology gives in the future to create the world that we want.
I think it's a very, very important task. Oh. It's a great honor to get involved because this digital period, which we like or don't like, next 30, 50 years, the human beings will be on the digital area.
So digital gives people power, and those were some of the things that we were excited about, is that inclusion of digital. That made us excited as a panel.
There are two articles that we're focusing on. This one in naturalnews.com and this one in breakingisraelnews.com. Both talk about a government contract to buy syringes with RFID tracking for COVID vaccinations. Now, these articles led to social media posts claiming the COVID vaccine will contain a chip to track you.
Only we know instantaneously where and when that dose has been used.
The microchip is safe in humans. I'm very concerned about this.
I don't know if I'm ready for this yet.
Jamel Golden says even if she could, she would not put a tiny microchip into her son Leo's arm to track him.
It's kind of a scary thought to me, really.
Scary, she says, because it's so new. It's sort of a human barcode.
The scanners are put up at airports and bus stations, so if a chipped child is there, police know.
But the practice of implanting chips in people is also on the rise. Those who embrace the idea say they see it as a way to take back control.
As this technology improves, the debate will intensify as to whether implants generate or diminish freedom.
The technology is moving to humans. A tech startup called Dangerous Things has sold tens of thousands of implant kits for humans, some to tech companies in Europe. Showblood even organizes implant parties where people can bond over getting chipped together.
The Defense Department says it's to acquire syringes for COVID vaccines, but claims online are questioning why the syringes have trackers in them.
Yeah, and folks, if you think that this is a joke, again, you heard from them, and none of that is out of context. It's all line upon line, precept upon precept. And again, if you want to challenge that, you can go ahead and do so. Fact of the matter is, this is directly from their mouth. But Facebook and big tech companies want you to believe that that's fake news. You heard it directly from them. Keep in mind, they're in the pocket. They're a bunch of Judases that have sold you out for 30 pieces of silver. And if you think that this isn't already beginning to take, and it needs to be stopped, and I want to tell you why it needs to be stopped, because right now you are being tested in a big way. And every one of you walking around, all 88% of you fools walking around with your masks on, you're encouraging this sort of thing. What am I talking about? A cashless society. Starbucks in Seattle is testing a cashless menu. We see in that of Amazon a testless warehouse in Disney, how Disney built its cashless kingdom. Folks, are you paying attention? Revelations 13:17. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump heading to Valdosta, Georgia at 7 o'clock Eastern Time on Saturday. The president campaigning for Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Supporters of the president lining up early to see him.
I'm not sure that I really want to vote for those two, but do we have a choice? Can we afford to lose the Senate?
6 million residents in the San Francisco Bay Area are being told to stay home starting this weekend. The order kicks in to limit the spread of the coronavirus when certain regions hit 85% capacity in their ICUs. The order also calls for hair and nail salons to close, restaurants to be takeout only, and businesses to cut occupancy to 20%.
It's really hard to keep a business going when the changes are happening constantly.
Those comments from a restaurant manager in San Francisco. USA Radio News. As coronavirus cases increase across the country, some doctors are crying out for help.
Doctors in Connecticut asked their governor, Ned Lamont, to shut down indoor dining and gyms to stop the spread of the coronavirus. That letter was spearheaded by Dr. Luke Davis, a critical care physician at Yale New Haven Hospital. He told CBS News that he and other hospital staff are getting tired.
It's very difficult disease, and the thing that makes the biggest difference is just not having the hospitals be overloaded, having enough staff to take care of people.
Nearly 700 people signed an online version of the letter. From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
The northeastern United States is bracing for a powerful windy storm that forecasters say could bring up to 18 inches more of heavy wet snow to parts of the region. Heavy and blowing snow in New England is expected to make near blizzard-like conditions and travel difficult. The nor'easter could dump up to a foot of snow on suburban Boston. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Hey, friends, this teed this up just perfect, right? Oh, as the virus rages on the front page of the Minneapolis Communist News Network. That's what they call it, the Red Star here in Minnesota. But the people put up with it, right? As the virus rages on. Oh, it's raging on. The only ones telling you and pushing fear are those that are actually capitalizing off of what they're selling you. Right? Here, let's put that up to you. Those that are selling you the virus are the ones selling you the vaccination. That's right. And ask any doctor that actually stands in contrast of the narrative that they're trying to sell you, what do they do to them? That proves my point. This is a totalitarian system in which they are implementing, friends, right before our eyes. I wanted to tell you this. It's so bad. I got to tell you this before I take this phone call from New York. It's so bad. The virus is raging on. Forget about the governors that have been busted. Forget about the other mayors that I've already highlighted on the first hour today that have been busted, right? But they're telling you that the virus is raging on. so aggressively stay home. Stay home. Shadows. Everybody's chasing shadows. That's called living under the curse. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Friends in Christ, listen carefully. In early November, as health officials were warned of an impending COVID-19 spike, Austin, Texas Mayor Steve Adler hosted an outdoor wedding and reception with 20 guests for his daughter at a trendy hotel near downtown. The next morning, Adler and seven other wedding attendees boarded a private jet bound for Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, where they vacationed for a week family timeshare. That's how bad it is. One night into the trip, Adler addressed Austin residents in a Facebook video. We need to stay home. He's in Mexico. This is brand new, 2 days old. He did a video from San Lucas, friends, Mexico. We need to stay home if you can. This is not a time to relax. We are going to be looking really closely. We may have to close things down if we're not careful. Apparently not his family's timeshare in Mexico. I'm not making this up. What do I need to say to some people before they feel stupid about what they're subjecting themselves to? Here's another one. It came out the same day. You ready for this? The governor in Louisiana doing the same exact thing, telling everybody they better stay home, coming in with more unconstitutional restrictions, is busted. Hanging out with his buddies without a mask on at a table having dinner. See, in a public place, it applies to you, but it doesn't apply to them. Let me say it again, 1,000,001 times. 1,000,001 times. This is the definition of tyranny. And there's people that actually believe what they're being told by these people. This, let me say it this way. This is criminal. They don't have the right to lie. Right, this is for the new guy that hasn't figured it out yet. Government does not have a right to lie. Someone just said, you know what, government is evil. No, it is not. Government is a reflection of what you allow it to be. As I said earlier, every country deserves the government it has. In this country, then what you're saying is your reflection is evil. You better correct yourself, and you can't do that. You can only go to the cross of Jesus Christ, where the Holy Ghost can do that through repentance. Matthew 3:2, Acts 20:21. So you better get it right. Acts 2:38, Mark 1:17. The list goes on. The message is to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I can keep going on with what they say and what they do and how it's two different stories. Even on vacation in Mexico, they're driving fear to the people. When are you going to figure it out? What's the title of the show today? Americans, how far are you going to let this go? This is criminal. They don't have a lawful leg to stand on. And what they're encouraged by, again, is by what you allow them to do. And they are, in fact, doing it, friends. I'm going to take this phone call. We got Chris calling in from New York. Thank you for calling in to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. What say you, my friend? Hello? Do we have Chris? Do we have Chris? It seems like we lost Chris, and now Chris isn't there. Chris, you must call in. Did you get the jitters? Did you get the rumblies in your tummy knowing that you're going to be on the radio, national radio? Did you get to the point where you just lost your nerve? 1-866-582-9933. If that was an accident, I'll take you back up. I want to get over to this because this is good news. It's good news. Okay? What am I talking about, Bradley? Another blow to the California governor. Did you know that Patrick Henry, one of the Sons of Liberty, he's the guy that said the Constitution is not a document or an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It is, in fact, an instrument for the people to restrain the government. But what's happening in America is if you put it up against Isaiah 59, everything's up on its head. Now, on the heels of these corrupt politicians that I've been exposing all day for the frauds that they are, the courts are continually warning the American people and educating the American people as to what they are doing through forced compliance is completely unconstitutional and unlawful. Read Psalm 94:20 when you get a moment. It's unconstitutional, right? So now, adding to the lot, we have not only, and I'm going to keep adding these up so people can understand that they have good people in government doing their job. Not only do we have judges in Pennsylvania and in North Carolina and in Michigan twice, now California twice, now we have them in Wisconsin as well. And the list goes on, reminding the people of what the law states. Read Judges 2:16 in light of what I'm telling you now. And they cannot do much more than what they are doing in educating the people abroad. So don't stand back and allow the judges to do their job and then stand back and do nothing when you know that you're being lied to. Because at that point, then you deserve exactly what you get. Judges all across the United States of America are standing up and educating the American people that what governors and mayors are doing is completely illegal. Completely illegal. Well, you want to go to the Supreme Court? Well, let's do that. The U.S. Supreme Court did their job, and I thank God that they did their job, in discovering and applying the law, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But the U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday delivered a blow once again to Governor Gavin Newsom's pandemic-related ban on indoor Christian religious services, siding with the church that did their job. I'm high-fiving you guys. By the way, this church out in California that defied the policy, they got it exactly right and challenged it as unconstitutional and deemed it as religious discrimination. They were found out to be right. Friends, what you need to do is you need to find out the name of this church. By the way, it's Harvest Rock Church in California. That is a church that I would go to. Why? Because they understand the church's mandate. They understand they're called to be Protestants, Protestants. They're standing up against tyranny. And what happens, just like I shared on yesterday's show, you know what happens every time the American people stand up and fight the good fight and they're on God's side? They win. Every single time they win. They win. What's the worst thing that can happen to those that actually take the word for what it says? They win. Who doesn't want to win? Oh, I know a lot of people out there who don't want to win. They want to be right in the gloom and doom that they continuously forecast. And I can't stand them, and I don't want them around me. I don't want them to besplatter my robe when I put on the Lord Jesus Christ with their doubt and their unbelief. A bunch of, they call themselves Christians. They call themselves believers that don't believe. They're cursed. They're a cursed people. I don't like them around me. Don't want them around me. Either they're going to adhere to the Word of God and put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust of thereof and taking him at his word. Or if not, then go ahead. Go ahead and debate away your own salvation all by yourself. And go find others, because there's plenty of them out there that call themselves believers, but they don't believe the Word of God. The Supreme Court stood up on top of the other judges that I've already named across the United States of America, and they gave a blow to the California governor. And what are the people doing? Hey, folks, listen to this. Every single time the judges come up and liberate the people with the knowledge and education of what the law says, we see these governors and mayors become more resolved. In their, as they call them, draconian measures. Let's not call them draconian measures. Let's call them for what they are, for their lawlessness, which makes them criminals. I've said it before and I say it again, friends. Until you begin to address them as criminals, nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change. You got to get this right. The Supreme Court now stands up and they tell the people across the country, not just to the state of California, but to the United States of America, that governors cannot bring forth religious discrimination. And it's aimed at, folks, isn't it interesting? They're telling churches to shut down, but Planned Parenthoods are essential, they say. I mean, this is the mindset that you're putting up with. Planned Parenthoods are essential. Okay, and again, I want you to keep in mind where that word came from. Essential workers back concerning those political prisoners behind barbed wire fences under Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. essential, right? Essential workers. Remember they pulled the papers out? I am an essential worker. I'm an essential worker. That's where this is coming from. And you're taking up, friends, their talking points. You need to understand whose points, talking points you're taking on. But now you have the Supreme Court standing up and saying, oh no, Mr. Gavin Newsom. But what do the people do? They adhere to the tyrants. they adhere to that which brings about the demise that they're afraid is going to come upon them. That's living under the curse. That isn't the blessedness. Man, I'm just telling you, the fact of the matter is when you got the Supreme standing up on your side, it's a good day in America, and it is. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. He's trying to get a little blood going here, folks. I'm telling you what. I got Chris back from New York. I just want to highlight this real quick that we're covering. Americans, how far are you going to let this go? No one's going to do it for you. My mom used to tell me all the time that we have to do for ourselves and God will bless it. Is it true? Oh, absolutely. Look around. Let's do this in unison, friends. Let's come together. Everybody talks about, you know what? God bless America. God's blessed America. Now it's time for us to bless God so that he can bless us in Jesus' name and put a stop to this. Everybody, I hear it all day long, friends. Everybody highlights the bad guys. Quit giving power to these clowns. Someone sent to me today, oh, Bradley, look at these 300 people that rule the world. They don't rule me. I don't belong to them. There's nothing that happens in this world where my father doesn't first give permission to those to do so if that was the case. I'm liberated in Christ, no matter what it is that I'm called to do. And friends, here's the thing. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. What are you doing with the freedom that God has given you? That's what's important here. Okay? And you can't give what you ain't got, and I said ain't. And until you get it from the Lord, you ain't going to have it, and you're not going to have the power to overcome what needs to be overcome in this earth, as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name. Hey, Chris, New York, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I lost you first time around, but now I got you. What say you, my friend? Are you kidding me? Or am I lost here? Oh, I think I have him on hold. Okay. Okay. Don't know what's going on there. Just lost that. And we will come back around and pull him back up. I don't know what's going on here, friends. I think it's on my end. Do forgive me. I'll pull it right back up. Do I have Chris? I'm sorry about that, Chris. My bad. What say you, my friend?
I got to give it back to you and Tim, man. I tell you, you know, you're out there, you're doing it. But the thing is, you know, with this whole organized, you know, genocide population control, it all comes back to, and I think the audience needs to hear again what you said, because with what it comes down to, everybody thinks it's chips, everybody thinks it's a vaccine, that's the mark of the beast. No, the mark of the beast is with ourselves, with who are we going to believe in? Are we going to believe in man, of government, or are we going to believe of God and God's law, you know, and it all comes back to, you know, Philippians 2:5. Let this mind in us was also in Jesus.
Amen.
Be equal with God. We will be equal with God.
Amen.
And you got to get back to God. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, we can't let this government take over our minds and, you know, it's all consciousness that they're trying to control.
Yeah, I talked to a guy yesterday that oversees a lot of people in law enforcement, and he said, Bradley, I just got to the point where I had to shut the TV off because it's all one narrative and it's all not true. And I said, of course, this has been going on, but I shut that thing off 23 years ago. I said, why would I jump into a pool that's infested with sharks to see if I'm going to get bitten? I'm just not going to do that. And if I'm to have the mind of Christ that you're talking about right now, Chris, then guess what? I better get in the Word of God and feed on that Word until it is the mind of Christ, and that's exactly what Scripture teaches me in John 7:17. As a matter of fact, it's one of the first prerequisites, friend. Either we're going to have the mind of Christ and we're going to be blessed, or else we're going to have the mind of the spirit of the world, which promotes everything that the world is obviously bringing on a 24/7 basis that God calls the spirit of Antichrist, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the love of the world. What comes through the mainstream media 24/7? Just those things that the Lord said to stay away from. And first and foremost, when you go to Psalm 101:3, King David said he set no wicked thing before his eyes. James 4:4 tells us friendship with the world is enmity with God. And 2 Corinthians 6:17 tells us, starting in 17, to come out from among them and be ye separate. And he also says that we're to keep our eyes single, and it's to be fixed on him, the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. And if we do that, guess what? And let me just finish it with Romans 12:2. What does it tell us? It tells us that we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds by the word of God. And you don't do that by watching that filthy garbage on television. We need to clean this all up. Folks, back in the 40s and the 50s and up into the 60s, you know what was on the radio 24/7? Christian music. It was Christian music, Christian educational content. And then we got the electric companies and the Sesame Streets. Then things started getting weird. I remember when I was a little kid and I used to have to go to daycare after school, and I would walk to daycare and they'd have Sesame Street and Electric Company. And I always told my mom, even as a little boy, I said, there's something really weird about those guys. Yeah, they're Antichrist. Look where Bill Cosby is now. And, you know, as a little kid, the Lord was showing me what to watch out for and what to beware of. And sure enough, what, 30 years later, there he is. Busted for what the Lord was giving me discernment to detect in himself back then. I'm going to take Steve from Minnesota, sonsoflibertyradio.com. What say you, my friend?
It's the compliance that kills, not COVID.
That's right.
And
that's right.
I was just in restaurant discussing with the owner, you know, how they need to open back up. And what we need to do is organize to protect them, because I had a friend asking the sheriff why he doesn't arrest the Department of Health for harassing our restaurants, because we can't expect our restaurants to sit there and give all the little money they have to,
right,
to the their lawyers to fight the endless pockets of the Department of Health. We got to come out and do it for them.
That's
my
right.
Father-in-law is 89 years old. He had the COVID. It took him a...
He had the common cold is what you're telling us, Steve, right? Let's equate this,
yeah,
because no one's denying COVID. We're denying how what they've sensationalized it to be. And it's not what they're claiming it is. It is equivalent to a cold. And what is the recovery rate? 99.9%. Is that what it is, Steve? You're an EMT.
Yeah, well, my 86-year-old mother-in-law, it took her 2 days to recover. The father-in-law was like 3 or 4 because he had brain surgery this summer, he had heart surgery this summer, and he's overweight. But still, with all those things, he took his zinc, he took quercetin, he took his vitamin D, and he recovered in 4 days. I mean, God doesn't guarantee perfect health, and this idea that everybody's going to... It's the failure of medicine. All this is just nothing but endless failure of our government and of medicine.
That's right.
To handle a situation properly.
That's
and
right.
Why would you go to the failure for the answer?
Well, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. You know, it's interesting, Steve. The doctors that are telling the American people the truth, they're not even being heard right now. And those are the guys that would bring us on to victory. But what they're listening to is those that are not even qualified to tell us that there's a disease or a virus in the first place. And that's who they're being forced fed to believe. The Bill Gates, the WHO, the CDC, Anthony Fauci, this current administration. It's baloney. You know, and it's interesting. I wanted to bring this up, too, because I know who I'm talking to here, friends. But it's interesting that someone said to me yesterday, how is it that both the Republicans and the Democrats, he said, this guy said to me, he goes, they don't agree on anything, but they all agree on this virus. They're both sides are wearing masks. I said, of course. Didn't they just show you that they're all on the same team, Steve? That's exactly,
yep,
what they did.
When the Republicans and the Democrats agree, you're getting screwed.
Oh, you know it. I want to use that.
That's what Michael Savage used to say, and I actually agree with him on that one.
That's exactly right. Steve, I got 3 minutes left. Thank you for your phone call. I totally appreciate your insight. Now, folks, without further ado, I'm going to bring on my bride here. But I do want to share this with you. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. And I want to leave you with the question, because I've given you all the resolve, all the answers that you need, okay? The only thing is I can't do it for you. And the Lord is not going to do for you what he's blessed you to do and giving you the strength to do. We still have the freedom in Christ to do the right thing. What are you doing with that freedom? You know what the answer is. Article 2, Section 4, impeach them and then prosecute them, because anything less or short of that is only an encouragement for them to continue on doing the things that they're unlawfully doing today. So, here is my bride.
Well, for those of you who are watching on YouTube, I'm a little shorter than Bradley is, and hopefully that'll come through. But you know what's interesting? I just put out the newsletter that will be going out today, and we're highlighting the radio show. And I think for those of you who are listening, you're not only hearing what's going on in the world today, the truth and this and that, the bad news, but also the good news that we have hope through Christ, and we have hope and the good news of what some of these Supreme Court justices and so on and so forth in these various states and so on are doing about the problems that we're seeing take place. So for those of you who'd like to see this message spread even further on the airwaves throughout America, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Spread the Word button, and there you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and support this work on a monthly basis, or make a one-time donation. I know many of you do that at year's end. Please support this work so we continue to reach more people just like you. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and we're responding to some of the things that people are asking me. How do I support you? And the fact of the matter is that's how you support.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen.
And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.